Crash, Chapter 15. I love the way I look in shoulder pads. I mean, I'm big to start with, and when I put those things on, it's like I'm wide as a bus. DeLuca caught me looking in the locker room mirror. Keep looking, man. You're still ugly. I ain't ugly. I'm scary. I'm scaring myself. I shrugged. My shoulders moved like small mountains. That's what I'm saying. You're so ugly, you're scary. You're going to score a touchdown every time you get the ball because nobody is going to want to touch you. Least I don't smell like you, I said. Other teams get a whiff of you, they'll all faint and we'll win by forfeit. You're so ugly. When you were born, the doctor smacked your face instead of your butt. Yeah? Yeah. By now, we were walking across the parking lot to the football field. We had our helmets on. I shoved him, he shoved me. I punched him, he punched me. Yeah? Yeah. We plowed into each other, colliding shoulder pads. We butted helmets like bighorn sheep. We grunted, we growled. We weren't really mad at each other. It was all just part of football. Football, see, is a violent and emotional game. The more charged up you are, the better you play. It had been almost a year since we popped somebody. We kept smashing pads and butting helmets. We were ready to kill each other. And then along came Schultz. He walked right between Mike and me, pushing us apart with his hands and saying, "Excuse me, girls." I was on him like cheese on pizza. We went to the ground. I threw some punches, but all I got were sore knuckles from bouncing off his helmet. It was like fighting a clam. Then the coaches pulled us apart. They were laughing. The line coach said, "I'd hate to be Hillside East having to face you, Tears." Coach Latner said, "Guess we better get started while somebody's still alive." He blew his whistle. "Football team, four laps, go." Football season was officially started. I ran alongside Mike. As we jogged around near the school, the cheerleaders were coming out. There was a ton of them. Nobody had been cut yet. Two of them were at the water fountain outside the gym door. Webb and Jane Forbes. She was helping him wash out his sneakers.